Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
I am a farmer.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Live from the internet, it's Headline News with Zigzag and Rufus.
Check. heart you will dove. Tapping so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
I'll spy a little honey with a red hot font. I could tell by how she types exactly what she wants. I go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
My keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove. I send her a picture of me composed out of commas and silly poems, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts ZigZag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, hello!
How do?
Party people. How do? Not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ. All right.
We're going to start that. A little early show.
No, we're starting on a high note. We can only go down from here.
Literally. Literally a high note.
Hey.
Yes?
I was getting a crazy echo from your end. I don't hear anymore.
Are you there, Rufus?
I am here.
I'm getting a crazy echo from your side. Here, let me hang up and call you back.
Wait, I did that on purpose.
I know, I'm just...
Jesus Christ. I thought I was good at something.
Hey, you were. You were so good. It tricked me into thinking that there was an echo. Then I thought, that Rufus, he's such a trickster. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow, Rufus.
Oh, jeez. Where are you driving?
Well, tomorrow we're going to make it as far as Manchester, Ohio.
Oh, you're going to North Carolina?
North Carolina, yes, sir.
Wow,
not
I guess...
Not looking forward to it at all.
Did you get to drive a fancy RV, considering where you are and what you do?
You know what? I should have looked into that before I did this spur-of-the-moment trip 2 months ago. No, we'll just drive a regular one. I would like to drive an RV, but then you have to figure out how to get back.
Oh.
I don't feel comfortable enough driving an RV pulling a car. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
Seems very dangerous. But I see all these old people do it all the time. It can't be that hard, right?
Hey, can you rent RVs?
Yes, you can. 1-800-RENT-RV.
But do you have to bring them back, or is it like U-Haul? You just go to where you want to go, and you can leave it.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that, too.
Wow. Damn, I wish that was my idea.
Yeah, well, it was. It just was someone else's idea first.
Yeah, the rich guy's idea.
Well, you know what? I did see there's a place called the Road Bear RV, and they buy from one of my customers, and they had sold them 125 brand-new fucking RVs.
Jesus Christ. What do those go for, a pop? Like 40 grand, starting? Jesus Christ.
100 grand to start. I mean, I looked into it one time just to see how much they rent for. It's really not that fucking cheap. It's like $200 a night, $250 a night. It's like a rental car and a hotel room wrapped into each other, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it really is.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want to take an RV to the market like a rental car, though. I got to go to the store. I'm going to jump on the RV.
Yeah, good on gas. Gets about fucking 8 miles to the gallon, probably. Who cares? It's fucking fossil fuels. Who gives a shit? We're all moving off this planet in fucking 10 years anyways, right?
Well, that should make them run off of piss and shit, since you got to piss and shit in them.
They should.
Do that. Just funnel it right into the tank.
Soon. A little nuclear reactor. You have to eat Mexican food the whole way.
That's right.
Jalapenos.
You can only do the drive-through Taco Bell.
You know what's sad is I could do that. I could live off fucking Taco Bell. I shit you not.
I eat Taco Bell at least 4 times a week. I'm serious.
I know. I could eat it every fucking day. That's sad. I have to stop myself from going to Taco Bell.
Well, I mean, honestly, as like drive-through places go, if you're gonna commit to doing a fast food joint, at least Taco Bell it's the healthiest option.
Yes,
I mean, you know, it's
So I say. And it's pretty goddamn fast too. It's really fast.
Yeah.
Because you know why? No fries.
Exactly.
Every time that you're held up at a fucking fast food line, I'm convinced it's fries or some asshole ordering a cheeseburger with no cheese. I just want to pay for the cheese, but I don't really want it.
I like a cheeseburger, hold the cheese.
I dare you to fucking do that.
I should do that.
It's like that lady. It's so funny. Remember I was telling you a while back that I went to buy lunch meat, and the lady told me I couldn't say order fucking 60 pieces of salami?
Yes, I do remember that.
You know, I was standing in line at the same store about a week ago, and the lady in front of me ordered 6 pieces of fucking roast beef.
Really?
And I said, you can't do that.
Did you? All the tables have been turned.
The lady behind the counter gave me a dirty look. And the lady looked at me and said, well, that's what they told me when I ordered 60 pieces of salami.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that. Fuck them. That's just fucking rude.
Pieces.
I don't care what people. Look at us in our matching green shirts.
I was going to say something about that, yeah.
I have yet to wear your Hypersloth shirt, though. I'm a little concerned with that.
I should wear it for the show. It's actually too big for me to wear, like, as an actual item unless I...
I'll tell you what. Wash it once and it won't be.
Oh, really? Do they shrink?
Well, wash it in hot water and dry it on hot, and it'll fucking shrink. It's a shirt.
Maybe then it'll be a glove.
It might be. It might be your schmedium. It'll fucking hug you in all the right places.
By schmedium.
Yes.
It really accentuates my spare tire.
Yes, and your man breath. I know. Your gynomastia.
That's what we should add to our shirts is like breast support for men.
There you go. No, I'll do a lift. Like a thing that pushes your tits up.
A lift. So we'll have the only men's shirts that you buy by the cup size.
Hey, I'm just going to get a shirt that says, sorry, I was cut once. So I'm left with these man breasts because at one time I had massive pecs.
Jesus Christ.
The pec pal.
The pec pal. Nice.
Pal.
Yes.
Hold up your sorry pecs because it sounds kind of manly.
Yes, it does, the pec pal.
Manly pecs.
Hang on. That triggered the opening the show notes file. The pec pal.
You know, that's what I was thinking, too, that when we open this 420, I have officially made the Bud Buddy order.
Really?
Yeah, 1,500. Well, too bad. See, I have to postpone because they're going to take 12 days to build, whatever that means. They're not really building them, to process, I guess. And then 20 days on a boat to get here.
A boat?
Yes. They literally are coming free. Well, but see, I've got... That's for 15,000 of them.
Right.
But I've got 1,500 coming that I'm paying for DHL to deliver in like, well, not 2 days from today, but 2 days. Actually, it'll have to be 2 days from the 21st when I get back from my vacation.
So the 23rd.
Unless you want me to send them to your house.
I don't know.
How good would that do? Then I have to pay for shipping all over again. But, I've got, people are going crazy for the fucking Bud Buddy. I know you don't think so, and I can't wait to get other shit out there.